Once upon a time, it is the memory. It's like synergy. Life, the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. Snow Cap. I'm your host with the most, K Sparks. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Tapping In every single week. We appreciate y'all. And as always, we're going to tap in with the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational to help you through your week. And it goes like this, y'all. It says, if you feel underappreciated, always understand one thing. The people closest to the sun get blinded by it. I like that. I'll say it again. If you feel underappreciated, always understand one thing. The people closest to the sun get blinded by it. I mean, that's real talk. A lot of times in life, you know, when someone's far away from the sun, they appreciate it because they see what it can do. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times people that's right up on something, they don't appreciate it. You know, and I think a lot of times people go through that, whether you're starting a business, whether you're trying to do certain things in life, and you feel that the people closest to you don't appreciate you and they don't support you. So whether that be your friends, your family, you know, you start a business, nobody wants to support. Nobody wants to, you know, purchase anything, watch anything. But you'll see them do it for complete strangers. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. But always remember, people closest to the sun get blinded by it. So, you know, a lot of times other people can see your greatness. And that's okay. Because a lot of times people will just be late to the party and you charge them double. You know what I'm saying? So that is the word of the day. But for today, we're going to get into a topic, man. We had a little fun with this, man. We set it out to a couple of the listeners and the viewers. And this topic was rap's most pausable moments. So we had a lot of people submit some things to us. Some lyrics that they feel are quite pausable. I'm a hip-hop head, y'all know that. Born and raised in Queens, New York, so I love lyrics. And, you know, we big on hip-hop, man. So, you know, we had some listeners submit some things. We're going to have a little fun with this, man. See what y'all think. Y'all could comment below. So, unless you're living under a rock, you should know what pause means. Right? Pause or pausable moment is something that might be a little suspect. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might say something. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Pause. Pause, my boy. That don't sound too right. Right? So it happens more than often sometimes, right? So that's when you interject. So here's some lyrics from some rappers. I want to see what y'all think. I'm reading these for the first time, so y'all will get my reaction. So the first one, this came from T. Grands. Shout out to T. Grands. And this is a Ludacris bar from his song featuring Nate Dogg. And in the song, it's Area Codes. Luda says, I bang cock in Bangkok. Yeah, that's a pause, man. I like Luda, but
it's weird, right? Don't be weird.
Yeah, that ain't it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that bar is it's a pausable moment, man. I mean, I that's not something as a lyricist that I would even say. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get what he was saying. I mean, he wasn't meaning in a pausable way, but a lot of time it's intent versus impact, right? So, you know, his intentions, I know what he meant, but the impact was very plausible. So we got to pause you, Luda. I rock with you, though, dog. All right, so the next is, let's see. This is Snoop Dogg from his song, Who Am I? And he says, what's my name? Because I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Damn!
All right, first of all, we can't really pause that, and I'm going to tell you why, because we know what his intention was, right? He was meaning that, like, yo, don't mess with me, because, yo, I lay you down, right? So he didn't mean it, like, in a plausible suspect way, because sometimes people do say things, and it can be kind of interpreted. So for this one, and who sent this in, man? All right, Ellie from Chi-Town. All right, so Ellie, yeah, we're going to have to give Snoop a pass on this because we overstand what he meant by that, right? It wasn't very plausible, so I'm sorry, Ellie. All right, next one. All right, so this one comes from Shy from Philly, and he submitted DMX. Rest in peace to DMX, one of my favorite artists. And this is from a DMX verse. He says, "Here comes the boom, motherfucker. I'll rip your butthole out of place." Wow. That's... Yeah, man. That's plausible, man. Yeah, rest in peace to X. I love DMX, but yeah, I would never venture down that lane because it's just very... It's a lot with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would... I would never say I'll rip your butthole out of place. That's, nah. Love X, though. All right, this one comes from Michelle. Shout out to Michelle from Cali. And she submitted Ice-T. All right, this is from his Problems 99. This is from his song 99 Problems that Jay-Z spun off, right? So Ice-T says in quotes, "99 Problems, I got a bitch who's a man."
That's weird, right? Don't be weird.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's really a pause or if it's just like just weird.
That's suspicious.
Yeah, it's
fine. That's weird.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a pause cuz nothing's happening, right? It's not like you know, he's saying he's doing something. He's saying, "Yo, I got a bitch who's a man," right? But I don't know, man. That's kind of weird, right? Because it's like, how does he mean it? Does he mean it in the context of, "Yo, that's like one of his homies," or is it like that's who he's dealing with? You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. That you got a good one, Michelle. That could go either way, but it's weird. I will say it's weird. I don't like. I don't like how that's worded, man. I ain't feeling that, Ice. I rock with you, though. All right. So we got next up. This comes from Bradley. All right. He submitted R. Kelly from a B.I.G. song, "I'm Fucking You Tonight." And it goes, "Fucking you tonight, B.I.G. Bring that ass to me with all the ease." That's not a pause, man. Because we know what he meant. He was hollering at Big, like, "Yo, Big, whatever you getting into, bring that through to me, big dog." Like, it wasn't like he was telling B.I.G. to literally bring his ass to him. But, I mean, listen, with all the stuff going on with R. Kelly, I mean, you know, we know he's weirded out. But, yeah, I got to let that slide, all right? All right, so let's see. We got... Three more left. All right, so this is from Genesis, right? Genesis from ATL. Shout out to the ATLians. Oh, so he put Nas on here. And this is from Nas's first album, Illmatic. The verse is, "Give me that Smith & Wesson, and I'll have niggas undressing." That's not a pause, man. See, some of y'all be reaching with some of this stuff, and the thing is that the context of that, like, we know what he meant. He means like, yo, like when you robbing, you catching the jukes, like you gonna make dudes strip down, jury, whatever. So I can't give you that one, my boy. That is not a pause, right? That is not a pause. We understand what Esco meant. And shout out to Queens, of course. Queens get the money. All right, we got two more left. This is Notorious B.I.G.'s first album. This is from William, right, from Philly. Shout out to Philly. And the quote is, it's from me and my bitch. The exact line is, "You look so good, huh? I'll suck on your daddy's dick." Major pause. Very pausable moment. Extremely pausable. Pausing everything till there's nothing left to pause on that. Like, I love Big, but yeah, man. That's a major pause, my boy.
Senses, you're crazy. You're crazy, man, motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Hey, you.
Pause, my boy. I would never in a million years. Unacceptable. There's no situation where a bar like that would be acceptable. If a shock value, great, but definitely pause worthy. All right, now the last one from Cannabis, when he went to LL. All right, he said, quote, "You ain't got the skills to eat a nigga's ass like me."
That's weird, right? Don't be weird.
Pause, my boy. Pause, 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 my boy. Cannabis, talented musician, talented artist, but major pause, man. Never. Like, that's just crazy, man. I can't fathom, man. Nah. So, so I mean, we had some in here, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all gave some good, very good submissions. Some were extremely plausible moments. Others were, they straddled the line. Some not so much, man. But you know, shout out to y'all, man, for the submissions. I appreciate it. I love it. You know, we love music, man. We love to have a good time too, man. So shout out to y'all. If y'all know some plausible moments, man, that y'all wasn't jacking, put them down in the comments below. We want to hear it. Big shout out to y'all. And as always, man,
peace. Here's three reasons why you should hire a Sync agent. Number one, less competition. Sync licensing companies normally have thousands of artists, but Sync agents normally 30 to 50, which increases your chances of being heard as an artist. Number two, bigger payouts. Since there's less competition, your music is more exclusive, which increases the value of your songs. Number three, access. Sync agents have less artists, which makes it easier to reach them if you have issues or opportunities. Make sure to follow for more music licensing tips.